please come to order. Will members please vote to signify their presence?
The roll shows 18 members present. Senator Meyer is excused from a call of the Senate.
Would please stand for the invocation by Chaplain Bishop J.R. Blackshear of the Life Church of Anchorage.
Thank you, sir, and may I just say prior to praying, it's a privilege and honor to be here with you. Thank you. Let's pray. O Lord of Lords and King of Kings, I come respectfully before you today in the name of Jesus Christ, my personal Lord and Savior. Lord, I sincerely ask you today to bless this assemblage of men and women that have been chosen by my fellow Alaskans to conduct the business of our most wonderful state in a manner that would be pleasing to you. I personally, as a long-term Alaskan resident of over 50 years, appreciate their commitment to the responsibilities before them, that being the task of making wise decisions that would benefit the residents of the most blessed state of the United States of America. Lord, I realize that there are differences of opinions and on many of the issues before them today. I do not attempt to judge those opinions, but upon their behalf, I humbly ask you, Lord, to guide their minds as well as their spirits as they conscientiously use the weight of their influence as well as their votes in attempting to reach understandings and agreements that will enhance our most beloved state. My children and my grandchildren and the thousands of the citizens of the state of Alaska that have chosen these folks to be here with us, that elected them to represent them, we're relying, Lord, upon their wise decisions as they consider the weighty matters before them. Bless them, Lord, with wisdom and cooperative spirit, and it's my earnest request, and I sincerely thank you, Lord, as well as those responsible for allowing me to be here today to offer this prayer unto you on behalf of this august body of duly elected officials. I personally thank you for the privilege of being a long-term Alaskan resident, and may your blessings, Lord, continue to be upon our state, our elected officials, as they conduct the important business that is before them, is my prayer and earnest desire. In Jesus' name, thank you. Bless you.
Bishop Blackshear, thank you very much from the Senate. Senator Gardner, would you please lead us in the pledge?
Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Will the secretary please certify the journal?
I certify as to the correctness of the journals for the 18th through 20th legislative days.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move and ask unanimous consent that the journal be approved as certified by the Senate Secretary.
Without objection, so ordered.
Mr. President, I also move and ask unanimous consent that Senator McGuire be excused from the call of the Senate today.
Without objection, so ordered. Senator Hoffman.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move and ask unanimous consent that the prayer be spread on the journal.
Without objection, so ordered. Introduction of guests. Senator Bishop.
Mr. President, behind me in the Grow Gallery, I have constituents from Valdez and good friends. And as I call their name, I'd like for them to stand. They are Dolores Guard, clerk of the Valdez School Board. I'd just like to say Dolores and her husband Chuck and I have known each other for many years, and Chuck and I have built a lot of the roads in the state of Alaska. Steve Brockman, president for the Valdez School Board. Steve, would you stand? Shelby Goodell, student representative on the Valdez School Board. And I got some of my kin folks back there. Colleen Murphy, member of the school student council. Colleen, would you welcome them to the... We really enjoy having them here today. And I have one more special introduction I'd like to do. Mr. President.
Without objection, sir.
Brittany Hutchison, would you please stand? I'd like to introduce Brittany to this body. Brittany works with me, and our office and keeps me on the straight and narrow. Brittany just had a birthday yesterday, but we're celebrating today in our office. And I think, Brittany, if, I'm going to take a little liberty here and say that you're 23 years old today. She was born and raised in Wisconsin. She graduated from the same high school alma mater as myself, Lathrop High School, Go Malamutes. She attended school in Michigan and then came back and graduated with a degree in political science from the University of Alaska in Fairbanks. She's very engaged into politics, and I think that's great for a young person to get into the business, and I'm glad that she is. She is also married. Her husband's name is Chad Hutchison. He's a staff attorney for Senator Coghill. They have a puppy named Butters. And her future plans are to go to law school. And I've been working very hard to try to convince her not to go to law school because her math grades are good and to be an engineer. But but in closing, our office is blessed to have Brittany. We're fortunate to have her. And I think you're going to find that she will be a force someday in whatever she does. So thank you and welcome, Brittany.
Senator Gardner.
We have a brief at ease, please.
A brief at ease. Senator Gardner.
Thank you. Under introduction of guests yet, yes. I'd like to introduce my constituent in the Ziegler Gallery, and that is Kirk Wickersham, and he is the Vice President of the Board of Regents for the University, and I hope your doors will be open to him. Please help me welcome Kirk to Juneau.
Under introduction of guest Senator Stevens.
Oh, thank you, Mr. President. It's a great pleasure to introduce a young lady who's guarding the doors for us today. She's from the community of Ahtiok on Kodiak Island. She's in the ninth grade, and her name is Lorraine Bircher, and as a Ahtiok, and she's a great volleyball player. Please welcome Lorraine.
Lorraine. Under introduction of guests. Seeing none, messages from the governor.
Messages dated February 1st stating, I've read the following resolutions passed by the first session of the 28th Alaska State Legislature and am transmitting the engrossed and enrolled copies to the Lieutenant Governor's Office for permanent filing. SR 1, establishing a Senate Special Committee on World Trade, Senate Resolve Number 1. SR 2, establishing a Senate Special Committee on Trans-Alaska Pipeline System Throughput, Senate Resolve Number 2. SR 3, establishing a Senate Special Committee on In-State Energy, Senate Resolve Number 3. SR 4, welcoming the Arctic Caucus, Senate Resolve Number 4. Those are all the messages from the governor this morning, Mr. President.
Messages from the House?
I have no messages from the House today.
Communications.
The following reports are on file. Ninth annual report to the governor and the Alaska legislature dated January 31 from Terry Thurbon, Chief Administrative Law Judge, Office of Administrative Hearings. Annual review of assets of the Alaska Industrial Development and Export Authority from Ted Leonard, Executive Director, in accordance with AS 4488205. University of Alaska Fisheries, Seafood, and Maritime Initiative report to the legislature from Senator Lyman Hoffman and Representative Bryce Edgman, dated January 20. Notification of availability of the Alaska Retirement Management Board report on the financial condition of the state's retirement systems, dated January 15, from Brian Butcher, Commissioner, Department of Revenue, in accordance with AS 37102208-13. Notification of availability of the Alaska Industrial Development and Export Authority 2012 annual report, in accordance with AS 4488210. Those are all the communications this morning, Mr. President.
Thank you. Reports of standing committees.
The Judiciary Committee considered Senate Joint Resolution Number 2, Limit Federal Intervention in State, and recommended it be replaced with a Judiciary Committee substitute. New zero fiscal note, signing due pass, Senator Coghill, Chair, Senator Dyson, signing no recommendation, Senator Olson. The resolution has no further referral. It is in the Rules Committee. The Education Committee considered Senate Bill Number 17, Extend Special Education Service Agency, and recommended it be replaced with an Education Committee substitute. New fiscal note, signing due pass, Senator Stevens, Chair, Senator Gardner, signing no recommendations, Senators Dunleavy, Huggins. The bill has a further referral to the Finance Committee. Those are all the standing committee reports this morning, Mr. President.
Thank you. Reports of special committees?
I have no special committee reports.
Introduction of Senate resolutions.
Sponsor substitute for Senate Joint Resolution Number 3 by Senators Michiki, French, urging the United States Congress to pass legislation to open the coastal plain of the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge to oil and gas exploration, development, and production, relating to oil and gas exploration, development, production, and royalties, and relating to renewable and alternative energy technologies.
Be referred to resources.
Those are all the Senate resolutions for introduction this morning, Mr. President.
Introduction of Senate bills.
Senate Bill Number 43 by Senator Coghill, an act relating to theft offenses and providing for an effective date.
Be referred to Judiciary.
Those are all the Senate bills for introduction this morning.
Unfinished business or citation, excuse me.
Citations honoring Anil Mather, Alaska Tanker Company. Honoring Clifford Robert Everts. Honoring Nocatee School 2012 Boating Safety Gold Award.
Mr. President.
Mr. Majority Leader.
I move and ask unanimous consent that the citations on today's calendar be adopted.
Without objection, so ordered. Unfinished business. Senator Kelly.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that I be excused from a call of the House from February 6th, plain time, till a.m. plain time, till February 7th, p.m. plain time.
Is that personal or?
State business.
State business. And Senator Kelly will be excused from a call of the Senate. Senator Dyson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move and ask unanimous consent that Uniform Rule 12 be waived for the Employees Plan Overview presentation by the Department Administration for the previously scheduled State Affairs Committee meeting on February 7th at 9 a.m.
Okay, brief at ease. Mr. Dyson.
I spoke in error. It is Rule 23, and what we're doing is asking permission to move the time of the meeting from 9 a.m. to 8 a.m. on the 7th.
Thank you very much. Without objection, so ordered. Senator Hoffman.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that I be excused from the call of the Senate for state business and personal business on February the 8th.
Without objection, so ordered. Yes, Senator Stedman.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that I be excused from the call of the Senate on February 8th, also for personal and state business.
Without objection, so ordered. Other unfinished business? Seeing none, announcements. Senator Stevens.
Thank you, Mr. President. You may have noticed several elected public officials in the building today from the various school boards around the state. Today, the Senate Education Committee will be hosting a meeting with members of the Association of Alaska School Boards. This is an open meeting to allow senators the opportunity to hear from school districts and school boards across the state, to exchange ideas with them and priorities for education funding and policies. The meeting will take place at 1 to 2 today in the Senate Finance Committee. All senators are invited to attend. Mr. President, just a side note, when I was first elected to the other body, I had one school district. And now through the magic of redistricting, I have 14. And many of you find yourself in a similar position. This is an opportunity. I know we all want to meet with all of our school districts. 14 is going to be hard. I definitely will do that. But it's often hard to meet with districts outside of your Senate seat. So I really encourage you to come to this meeting today, an opportunity to meet with all of those districts, 1 o'clock in the Senate Finance Chambers. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Senator Stevens. Other announcements? Senator Dunleavy?
Can we have a brief at ease?
Yeah, brief at ease. Senator Dunleavy.
Mr. President, we still are two guests slipped in, and I'd like to introduce them.
Without objection, return up the calendar to introduction of guests.
Sorry, return up the calendar to introductions, please.
Without objection, so ordered.
In the gallery, in the Grow Gallery, we have two folks. I'd ask them to stand. Our president of our school board in the Mat-Su Borough School District, Susan Powser. I worked with Susan for many years. And after I left to, I termed out in October and came down here. Susan is now the president of the school board. Next there is Luke Folt. Luke is our CFO in our school district in the Mat-Su. And Luke came from Kodiak and moved up. And we're glad to have both of those folks working for the kids in our district. So thank you very much. Thank you.
Senator Stebbins, under introduction of guests.
And we have a brief at ease.
Yeah, brief at ease.
As been mentioned earlier, I've got three new constituents behind me from the community of Haines down here this week working on some of the local issues. School funding, of course, being one. We have the superintendent, Michael Byer. Byer, if you could please stand. And then school board member, Royal Henderson, Brenda Jones, and Zach Frank. If we can give them a warm welcome, we'll appreciate it.
Senator Fairclough. No. Okay, are there other introduction of guests? Seeing none, going back to special correction to announcements. Down the calendar. No further announcements. Special orders. Yes, Senator Kelly.
Ask permission of the body to speak on unfulfilled promises.
Without objection, so ordered.
Thank you, Mr. President. The reason it's an unfulfilled promise is that when I was just right after the election, or actually during the election, I was in Indonesia, and I had the privilege to work at for a short time at what we would call a leper colony. And I met some people there, and there wasn't much I could do for them, although I don't know if you're all aware, I'm sure Dr. Olson knows this, but leprosy is absolutely curable, but once the damage is done, it's done. And anyway, there were a lot of people that lived there, and they had leprosy and tuberculosis. Apparently the treatment regime is very similar. And so I talked to the people as best I could through a translator and became friends with them. And I told them, you know, this is really interesting meeting you. I've never had an experience like this, and you've meant a lot to me. I'd like to say the names on American television of some people that we will never meet off in a jungle somewhere who are in a leper colony. And so I said, I will say your names on TV, and so I'd like to do that if you don't mind. There was Margarita, Yanni, she was a 14-year-old girl at a leper colony. Eva, a 9-year-old girl at a leper colony. Ferlita, a 7-year-old girl, at a leper colony. There was Lisa, who was there treating her daughter Marie, who had advanced tuberculosis, and she tended to her every day, just gave up her life and traveled many miles to live at this place. There was Janssen, Erwin, who was one of the caretakers there, as well as Feto. We would probably call it Pharaoh. There's say it Pharaoh, it's a woman's name. She treated them, as well as Sonia and Vicky. And Vicky and Sonia were both men, oddly enough. I think I got all the names. I wanted to tell you just quickly the story of Hendrik. Hendrik, we called him the mayor of this place. It was Tamariske. It was a place that was separate from a children's home and a hospital and a clinic and an administrative center. And at Tamariske, everybody joked about Hendrik, who was the mayor, and Hendrik would play cards. He was really liked to play cards. The way he was the actual person that was the reason that the leper colony was started. This group that I was working with had been in what they call a mobile clinic, or had was carrying out a mobile clinic in an area. It was a village out in the jungle, and they had brought inoculations to these folks, and then they were going to go to another village, and they literally had to just kind of walk through this jungle. And as they were walking through the jungle, they had this horrible smell. What the heck is that? And it medical people they knew it kind of smelled like something that was going on with the human body. So they kind of went around the area, and they finally found this man who was living in the jungle all alone. And he had contracted leprosy sometime before, and his community had made the corporate decision to exile him from the village and make him go live in the jungle. His sister would occasionally bring him food. So the people, they found out his name was Hendrik, and they said, "Hendrik, you want to come with us?" And Hendrik said, "Yeah." So off they went, and the story of Hendrik is so touching because they took him back and they were cleaning him up. And as they were cleaning him up in the tub, he began to just weep uncontrollably. And they said, "Hendrik, what's the matter?" He had not been touched by a human being in 15 years. He'd been out in that jungle day and night, all alone, for 15 years. And in that period of time, he'd lost all the digits on his hands and feet, and his face was beginning to decay as well, and all kinds of associated health problems that went with that, but he was all alone. And Hendrik is the mayor of Tamariske. And he was so happy to be there, and it was such an improvement to his circumstance. When they first got him, the original leper colony was an old laundry facility, and they said, "We got to have a place for Hendrik to stay." So they took out the washer and dryer there. And it was kind of down this little gully. And in Indonesia, they get these huge rains. They don't have like a monsoon time, but they just have these huge thunderstorms come out of nowhere. And one day, Esther Scarborough, who runs the whole place, started it. She's walking along and she sees water kind of flowing down this gully into the laundry facility. And it's crashing through there. And she thinks, "Isn't that where we put Hendrik?" So she goes down there and she speaks fluent Indonesian, and she says, "Hendrik, are you okay?" And he said, "I'm in heaven." And the water, he was laying on a mat, and the water was literally pouring over the top of him. But it was so much better than being out in the jungle. I have no moral of the story. I wish I could wrap it up with something interesting like that. But that's the story of Tamariske and the people that live there. And I wanted to fulfill a promise and tell them that I would say their names on American television. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator Kelly. Reminder of how blessed we really are. Other special orders. Senator Coghill.
Thank you, Mr. President. Request permission of the body to speak on thinking about Eielson.
Without objection, so ordered.
Wednesday, I'll be absent from the body here, and present in Fairbanks. Military is having what they call a pre-scoping meeting on Eielson Air Force Base. And it has put the community on edge. You know, we had a BRAC process that, brace realignment and closure process that had targeted Eielson some years ago. And they really survived the realignment process. But once again, the question on the military having to downsize as best they can and get economy Eielson becomes one of the places where they're thinking about saving money. And so part of our responsibility as the citizens is to find out what is, if it's really about money savings or not. And so a pre-scoping meeting is supposed to hear from the community the questions that will be things that they can answer for the community on cost saving, on impact to the military people, on impact to us that have the KC-135 refueling squadron up there. So we will be going to present in front of the of that particular hearing group from the military on the pre-scoping. So it's a big deal to Fairbanks. If Eielson does, in fact, get downgraded or moved or put in dry status, as some think it may, it would have a huge impact on the economy of the interior. But I think it would also have some pretty significant impact on the military's kind of Western look into the Asia Pacific. So that's very important. The committee that we have in the legislature that really gets to focus on this is our Joint Armed Services Committee, and I think the two chairmen will be there as well. And it's really looking at a community trying to make the case for its best effort. For example, we have fought long and hard to get some of the training areas designated in state land, and have given a significant amount of time and effort into making sure that they have the best use of land for training there, while we put the pressure on our general aviation and our hunting and fishing world. And so we want to make sure that they understand that has been a significant part. And on this very floor, we talked about building a bridge across the Tanana River with the idea of giving them better access into their training ground by way of road and railroad. So we have to put those on the table, but then ask them the question, what is going to be the reset value if they move the base? What happens to those agreements? What happens to those lands? So I think our part is going to be asking the questions that they will take back to their scoping and come back with an EIS that will begin to ask other questions. And what I understand this is really trying to figure out what are the questions they need to ask throughout an environmental impact statement. So I think it's a big deal. So my apologies to the members on the floor. I think it's going to be very important to be there with that community, with the community leaders, and be part of the spokesman. And so when I'm not here Wednesday, that's the reason why we're speaking up for Eielson.
Thank you, Senator Coghill. Other special orders? Yes, Senator Bishop.
Mr. President, privilege to speak on the floor.
Without objection, so ordered.
I'd like to talk about Eielson Air Force Base.
Yes, Senator Bishop, please.
I concur with the senator from North Pole's comments, and I'm full support. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Senator Bishop. Other special orders? Seeing none, Mr. Majority Leader.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the Senate stand in adjournment until 11 a.m. Wednesday, February 6th.
And the Senate will stand in adjournment until February 6th.